Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. And today, we're diving headfirst into the explosive world of crypto and banking. Operation Chokepoint 2.0. It's like a thriller unfolding right before our eyes.
Ooh, this sounds juicy. So, what's the lowdown on this Operation Chokepoint 2.0? Is it like a sequel to a bank heist movie or something?
Haha, not quite, but it's definitely high stakes. Basically, the FDIC released documents that seemed to confirm a bias against crypto within the previous administration. They were essentially pressuring banks to sever ties with crypto businesses.
Wait, seriously? They were trying to choke out the crypto industry? That sounds intense.
Exactly. And get this. They sent out these pause letters to banks, advising them to halt all crypto-related activities. It's like a financial freeze-out.
Wow, that's pretty heavy-handed, but why? What's the beef with crypto?
Well, it's a whole mix of things, I suppose. Regulatory concerns, fear of the unknown, maybe even a little bit of old-school resistance to new technologies. The interesting thing is, the crypto industry isn't taking this lying down. Coinbase, for example, took legal action to get these documents released.
So this is a real legal battle brewing. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Absolutely. And this all ties into a Senate Banking Committee hearing on debanking, where banks deny services to certain industries or groups. It's a huge issue, with potential implications for everyone.
This is getting complex, but you're making it all crystal clear. So what happened at the hearing? Any fireworks?
Oh, you bet there were fireworks. Industry experts testified about the damaging effects of debanking, sharing real-life stories of how it crippled businesses and stifled innovation. You know, Anchorage Digital, a federally chartered crypto bank, was denied basic banking services, even though they were chartered by the OCC. It's mind-boggling.
That does sound crazy. I can see why people are calling this Operation Chokepoint 2.0. It feels like a targeted attack.
Yeah, well, and then there's Old Glory Bank, formed specifically to bank the companies that had been debanked. The CEO, Mike Ring, slammed the lack of banking experience among regulators. And get this, one expert talked about how a vineyard owner was debanked simply because his spouse owned a cannabis business.
Seriously, that's insane. What about the senators? What did they have to say?
Well, it was pretty partisan, as you might expect. Senator Warren defended the CFPB, while Senator Lummis, a big crypto advocate, stressed the need for regulatory clarity. It's a tough situation, trying to balance protecting businesses with preventing illicit activities.
So what's the takeaway here? What does this all mean for the future of crypto and banking?
Well, it's clear that something needs to change. We need clearer regulations, more transparency, and definitely more accountability. The hearing, combined with those FDIC documents, shines a light on some seriously problematic practices. It could be a turning point, but we'll have to wait and see.
Wow, this has been eye-opening. Thanks for breaking it all down for us. It sounds like the plot of a financial thriller, but it's all too real.
You got it, and thank you all for listening to Nutty's Show. Join us next time for more deep dives into the world of cooking, technology, and finance. Until then, stay informed, stay engaged, and stay nutty.
Goodbye.